Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon, this is Lock and Load, and we are speaking now, and this is sublime, because the things I've got going on right now, sublime moment for me, joining me now from the beautiful confines of wherever he is and somewhere deep in the heart of Utah, is the student of the gun, the Professor Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you. I'm pleased to be talking with you.
I am pleased you are talking with me as well, because I had a discussion with Super Dave last week that I'm about to duplicate with Paul, because Paul and Super Dave are same-minded, but at the same time, they have different perspectives that they come to. And that's the beauty of being me, because I can go get all those perspectives. I'm lucky. And but you were talking about, you guys were just training. Did you just do a class along these lines? And what we're talking about is your two-gun setup, your main battle weapon, whatever long gun that is, and your sidearm. So what did what did you guys do?
We were out filming this weekend. We've got a new rifle project that is like, it's close hold. I can't divulge the specific details of that rifle project yet.
Sure.
We were filming promotional videos and reviews. And while we were out, we used that rifle, and it's an AR, it's a Stoner-based rifle, to basically address the transition.
Right.
The transition, and I don't mean like when people think that they're a boy and but they think that they want to be a girl. I'm talking about the actual real transitions, going from a long gun that stopped making noise for whatever reason to a sidearm which should be ready to go and ready to make noise. So, and when do you do that? Why do you do that? How do you do that? That is the question. Are the questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, for me, while I'm trying to set up the actual components that I'm going to bring to the game, this will be the next evolution of this, right? This will be where I get out there and I say, okay, so this is what I'm carrying. Now let's talk about what I do with it if I have to use it, right? That's going to be the next evolution of it.
Right.
So what did you guys find out?
Well, I mean, I didn't really find anything out. I've been doing this for a long time, 20 years or more.
Right.
What I actually discovered, now there's two ways to look at this. Number one, there's when you do it. All right, and this is what everybody does. Everybody looks at it from the mirror, right? They look at it from their own perspective. You know, it's the I, and I will, and I, and the one of the I explained it to a class of instructor students recently. I said one of the big cheats that we don't tell people is that we use our students as lab rats. Oh. We do. I mean, if you're a good instructor, you do. If you're a bad instructor, or if you're a, well, I just read the crap that's in the three-ring binder and whatever it says, we just do. There are a lot of those people out there.
Sure.
But if you're a master of your craft, if you're a small arms and tactics instructor, you need to be observing the students and what they do and how they behave, because those are the humans that are actually going to be doing it. So one of the things I discovered with the transition was that if you have any hope of transitioning instantly from a dead rifle to a live handgun, you've got to train that first. you have to train it first. Now, I've been through schools, and one of the first schools that I ever went to, and this is, like I said, 20-some years ago, where we didn't do this in the Marine Corps in the old days because we didn't have pistols and rifles at the same time.
Right.
You know, back in the Cold War, if you had a pistol, it was because you were a cruiser weapon operator.
That's right.
Like a 50-cal guy, or you were a rocket guy, or you're a mortar guy. But if you had a rifle, you didn't also have a pistol. There were very few special units that did that. But the conventional military was extremely rare.
Right.
It wasn't until GWAT that started becoming a thing. And it really became a thing with the contractors, like the Blackwater guys. And
you need to explain what GWAT is, just so everybody knows.
Oh, the Global War on Terror.
Yes.
Yeah. So anywho, what we discovered with our lab rats, this is when I was teaching working as a small arms and tactics guy, teaching the military, was that if you taught them remedial action, whether it's a type 1, type 2, tap rack bang, or, you know, tap rack reassess, or whatever you're going to call it, or lock rip rack, or whatever, if you teach them that first, and then after teaching them that and having them go through all the reps, then you say, okay, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you another option. We're going to give you a secondary option. If the gun stops working, go down, you know, reach down, grab your pistol. And we were, and you know, at the time we were using M4A1s with carrying handles and you know, normals and iron sights and M9 Berettas.
Right.
And so what we discovered was that when they were on the line and something would happen, the gun would stop making noise, right?
Right.
9 times out of 10, they would stop, pause, pull the gun back, the rifle, look at it, and then try and figure out what they should do. Only about 10%, maybe less than 10%, would actually realize, bang, 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 nothing. Let the gun go down, reach down, come out with a pistol, finish the drill with the pistol. Because that's what you're supposed to do, is finish the drill with the pistol, finish what you need to do, top off your pistol that you know is working, and then figure out what's wrong with your rifle. And, you know, so, like I said, if you're a good small arms and tactics instructor, you have to take that and you have to examine it, because these are real humans under real conditions. And you're like, all right, why are they doing what they're doing? Didn't we give them all the information? And the answer is yes. You know, did we teach them how to transition? The answer was yes. But what did we teach them first? We taught them remedial action first. And you say, well, that's good, because remedial action, tap rack, you know, tap the magazine, rack the bolt back, you know, whatever, that will fix it. Well, yeah, it will fix it most of the time, but not all the time. And the problem you run into is, what happens when you hit the not all of the time? When you have a bolt override,
right?
Which, if you've never experienced,
those are fun.
You know, or a double feed.
Yeah,
you're not going to tap rack out of a double feed. And the truth of the matter is, you're not going to sports out of a double feed. So if you're one of these old school Cold War guys and you're married to sports,
I'm married to sports.
You could sports that until you die. If you got a double speed, you can sports that thing until you die, and it ain't going to fix it.
Well, I mean, that's what the O are. That's what the O for sports is in, is observe.
Yeah, but homeboy, when you're doing what you're doing.
Hang on, before we go,
on a break already?
Coming up. Yeah. Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, fastest hour in radio, brother.
It is. I tell you what.
Fastest radio.
People need to listen louder.
Yeah, yeah. So, talking to Paul Markle as we go through this. This is more of a Obi-Wan Kenobi sort of a Padawan learner thing. Me being the Padawan learner. You can find him at studentofthegun.com. All the stuff that entails. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Adventure.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Paul Markle, still speaking with him. When last we were there, we were to the observe the part, because I'm a cold warrior, so sports, slap the magazine, pull back the charging handle, observe the chamber, release the charging handle, tap the forward reserve, or excuse me, the forward assist, shoot. That was sports. But when you're observing, if you have a bolt override, first of all, you can't really pull the handle back with a bolt override, can you? I mean, you're pretty much locked up.
Yeah, you're fornicated.
Yeah.
you're gonna be introduced to this thing called the mortar technique. But let's just go with people say, oh, that's never gonna happen, and okay, whatever. Well, let's just go with the double feet, right? You know, you got a dirt fouling, whatever. For some reason, two objects are trying to get into the chamber at the same time,
that never works.
And it doesn't work out.
Nope.
So, if you know, sports, slap the magazine, pull the charging handle, release the charging handle. No, observe the ejection port.
Right.
Release the charging handle. Tap the forward assist. Attempt to shoot. Okay, cool. That's a cool story, bro. But if by following those instructions, S-P-O-R-T-S, which one of those instructions tells you to remove the magazine from the gun, rip out the magazine, prom night it, rack, 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 and then put a new magazine in? Which part of sports tells you to do that?
Well, I mean, that's not part of sports. That's
you're right. It's not part of sports.
That's after sports fails.
Right. Well, the thing is, homeboy, is sports is either, it's either way more than you need, okay, for a type one or a type two.
Right.
A type one is a click, no boom, right? Which is generally an empty chamber because, you know, the shooter's a mongoloid and they didn't put a round in. Or you got this thing that we call a stovepipe, which is super antiquated because how many people under age 30 know what a stovepipe is? That goes all the way back to the M1911 and the Tommy gun. Tommy guns with stovepipe back in the old days. But I digress. So, if you've got a type one or a type two, which is either a stovepipe or a click, no boom, right? All you have to do is pull your right elbow to your ribs, tap the magazine, grab that charging handle, rack that son of a gun, let it go, let the recoil spring do its work and drive the bolt home, and Bob's your uncle, you should be good to go.
Right.
At no point in time should you be looking at the ejection port or tapping the forward assist. The forward assist is a tool for...
A lot of people don't even make them anymore.
Yeah, we're getting away from them because, quite frankly, brother, I cannot think of a single real-life incident or instance where I needed to tap the forward assist. We teach people to do it habitually, like spastic monkeys. Did I ever tell you the story about the kid, the E1, E2 kid that was, we were doing a force on force with blanks, right?
Right.
And so homeboy had been given, not by me, but homeboy had been given the instructions about if it doesn't blah, 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 da, 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 and hits a, if your bolt doesn't close, hit the forward assist, right? So, because he was an 18 or 19 year old, and because they're, you know, basically spastic monkeys, he had loaded the blank cartridges into his magazine in reverse, backwards, right? So, very beginning of the exercise, this kid jams a mag in, racks the bolt. Obviously, you know, you and I know that the M16 does not want to chamber a blank round backwards, right? Doesn't want to do that. So what does homeboy do? Well, he flips it over and he fiddle farts and he looks and he observes and he sees that the bolt's not closed. So he commences to whacking like nobody's business on that forward assist. And he forward assists that blank cartridge into that chamber until it couldn't go no more. And until finally an instructor got a hold of him, and we had to disassemble the gun and beat that blank cartridge out of there with a cleaning rod. You say, okay, yeah, whatever, but nobody's that stupid. Well, thing is, the kid, it wasn't dumb. I mean, he was probably, like, you know, whatever. But when a student does what you told them, it's not the student's fault. It's the instructor's fault. And when you teach people to do things that they don't need to do, like observe, you know, the O in observe, What if you're shooting in the dark or in poor light conditions and your gun stops making noise? Are you supposed to stop and get a flashlight out? Homeboy, you're in the middle of a gunfight, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we get in gunfights at night in the dark, or do we only get in gunfights on sunny Sunday afternoons when the light is perfect? The whole observe thing, you've probably seen these people on the range that watch one too many Magpul videos, and they're doing their, and then they do that quarter second flippity flip thing,
right?
Like where they pretend that they're observing. And my question is, what information did your human brain take in that one quarter of a second of the flippity flip thing where that would benefit you? What information did you get there? Well, the answer is, if we're intellectually honest with ourselves, the answer is none. And I had a good buddy of mine a long time ago. He said, he goes, you're forgetting all of the theatrics and the flippity flip and the, you know, all that. He goes, that's not for the shooter. That's for the benefit of the observer, man. That's for the benefit of the DVD audience. That's how we do that. We have this bad tendency as humans to add unnecessary steps to things,
yeah,
to make it seem more important or intricate or complex when it really shouldn't be.
We like that. Well, I mean, you know, you got to remember, during that time of Magpul Dynamics, everybody was getting downloading pictures of Travis Haley or Chris Costa and trying to copy everything they had on.
I don't know why. Well, you know, I will exclude myself from the everybody.
Yeah.
Because I was actually working I was actually contracting then. So I
well, you know, running. that's what eventually led to that demise was the storytelling, according to what my understanding is. And not between Costa and Haley, but Haley was telling some stories that apparently some guys were actually there.
That, you mean what?
That's what I heard. I don't know that for certain. That's just what
I
heard.
Well, I don't know either. And I don't know either one of those dudes personally. I just know that the theatrics got out of hand.
They sure did. Hang on for me, if you will. We are talking with Paul Markle. We're talking about in the field and the way you conduct yourself with your weapons. And you're only going to be as good as the way you train. So you're going to have to train correctly. That's what I'm working on. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. FEMA is preparing for Hurricane Idalia as the storm is set to make landfall in Florida Wednesday.
The president quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the governor any support or resources he may need.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell also warning residents to take the storm seriously. A new poll shows more Republican primary voters see Donald Trump as electable following his arrest in Georgia. The new Morning polling consult poll found 62% of potential primary voters believe Trump has the best chance of any Republican of beating President Biden in the general election. That's an increase of 9% from a previous poll. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is undergoing treatment for multiple myeloma, a form of blood cancer. In a social media post, the Republican said he was recently diagnosed after a few days of not feeling like himself. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking with Paul Markle, the student of the gun, and we're talking about being out there. And I mean, this is probably, do you find it more glamorous in the build up to what's going to be my gun and what's going to be my rifle and what's going to be my sling and my holster? Then when you actually get down to it and you put the stuff on, you go out. This is where it gets unglamorous, isn't it? But this is where it gets crucial too.
Yeah, and you know, there are certain things. You know, we've done that where we've gone so far over the rainbow that, you know, we took a 6.75 pound rifle and we turned it into a 10 pound gun by adding a whole bunch of superfluous crap onto it.
Right.
And at some point in time, and you know who does that? You know, the people that put all the superfluous crap, are people that don't own guns. Right. You know, I don't know about you, but when we were humping, that's a rock march or a forest march for you guys that don't know. I didn't carry 1 ounce worth of anything that I didn't have to have. I mean, we field stripped our MREs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't carry 1 ounce of extra. And, you know, to bless our hearts, there was a reason we came up with the aluminum four-end rail systems. Those were designed for a purpose. The South Mod, you know, when we started actually shooting people for real during GWAT, you know, the SF dudes were like, hey, we need to be able to put, you know, IR lasers, invisible lasers, and, you know, lights and stuff like that on our guns. And, you know, because conventional Cold War military, the idea of mounting a light on your gun was ridiculous.
Yeah.
They're like, why would you do that? We just point in the direction of incoming fire and we shoot, you know? but
do you remember how we were supposed to shoot in the dark? Do you remember what the technique for that?
Our technique was you just pointed at the flashes you saw and dumped rounds in that direction.
we would put our heads, we would try to put our chin over the buttstock and look down the length of the rifle and fire that way.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Which is the same way we had to do it with a mask on, too. I guess that's where they came up with it. I don't know which genius came up with that one, but that sounded a little, you know, what's the point of being behind cover when I'm going to stick my head up to look over my rifle? I wasn't planning on actually doing that in the event I had to. Anyway.
Anyway. But yeah, so, you know, that's when all that started. You know, and of course, as soon as everybody figured out that the high speeders that the Green Beanie dudes were putting aluminum rail guard, you know, aluminum rails on there, and their M4s, everybody had to have them.
Right.
So American manufacturers are like, well, if Americans are going to spend money on this, we're going to make it for them.
Mm.
And we ended up with, you know, these rails that might have been super cool, but man, they were adding a pound and a half just alone to the rifle. Now it's gotten better. We've gotten to the point now where a lot of the rails are a lot lighter than they were, but man, it used to be. You take off 60. This is how crazy Americans are. We would take, you know, 6 or 7 ounces of plastic handguard off of the gun and add a pound and a half of aluminum and think we were improving the system, you know. And then we're like, well, where am I supposed to put my flashlight? Where am I supposed to put my you know, infrared target designator? I'm like, bro, if it's a home defense gun, I'm guessing you don't need an infrared target designator. I'm just saying, maybe you do. You know, I don't know. You'd be calling in JDAMs or something like that.
Mm.
But most people that are just defending the homestead don't need an IR laser, you know, on their rifles. you do need a flashlight. But the good news is you can get a Magpul. You know, Magpul, they're some smart dudes. Those guys, man, they're some smart dudes. You know, when they created, you know, their, the, not the key mod, but the other one, the Magpul, the, why did I just blank? The Magpul mounting system.
M-Lock.
Yeah, the M-Lock. When they created that, boy, they really broke the mold. And they did, that was something that moved everything forward. And so you can get an MOE handguard system that's polymer, and it's tough and it's polymer, but it's lightweight, and it's got the M-Lock slots on it.
Right.
So now you can put, you know, a piece of pick rail or cantilever rail, put it right on there, mount yourself a flashlight, and you did that all without adding 2 pounds of weight to your gun.
Yeah. I've got a Spikes gun here that's nothing but Mo. It's complete with the original front A1 front sight post. It's great. It's got a steel sight on the back. I did 2 clicks to the right and 1 click on the front, and it was zeroed.
Boom. Yeah.
Although I probably will mount a flashlight on it. And I might put it on.
Yeah, for home defense, you need, if you're serious about it, you know, let's face facts. We can't shoot at shadows and scary sounds. Because the shadow or the scary sound might be your father-in-law.
Right. Need to identify. Yep.
Yeah, or you know, Jimmy, the retarded neighbor kid next door, who's not really a kid. He's actually 38, but he has the mentality of a 7-year-old, and he's on your back porch. And if you smoke that guy, you know, you're like, oh, I was afraid for my life. And so I just, you know, saw a big shadow on my porch, and I let fly. Yeah, if you don't go to prison, you're going to be moving, because you're going to be the neighborhood, the citywide, the countywide pariah. You've got to be. We have to be able to identify what we're shooting at. There's just no getting around it. And pointing a big bright white light at that thing is a good way to identify it.
Yeah, I kind of like the kind that go with the strobe too. I don't know how disorienting that would be, but it seems like it would be very disorienting.
Well, yeah, and you know, sometimes you might want to get a little funky too. Yeah. Play that funky music.
Yeah, you could put the music on and just use that like a disco, couldn't you?
Drop the needle on the wild cherry, brother.
Yeah. Yep, I've got a flashlight to put on it, and I've actually got 3 guns that are in the middle of being added to. I'm not going to say built,
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, I just got the mount for the optic for it today, so I'm going to be mounting the optic on it, and I'm putting an LPVO on it. So, what do you think about between, and you know what? We don't have time for you to answer this.
Oh, we're up against the break again.
Oh, well, we're coming up on it. Before we go to the break, though, so would we train, while I'm out here and I'm thinking, okay, two gun, train for this, would I be thinking to myself, remedial action until, I mean, if I'm pulling remedial action on the gun, I should be hunting for cover, right? If I'm having to
play, right, I mean,
I might be undercover when this already begins and I have the time to actually try to work it out and everything, but I'm not going to switch over to the handgun until I decide the rifle is in need of more than I've got to bring to the table at the moment, right?
Well, if you do that, then you just lost the momentum in the gunfight. And how long does it take for someone who's standing on point A shooting at you, you duck behind cover to check your rifle, how long does it take them to move from point A to point B? Do you think they're just going to stand there on point A wait for you to finish your rifle? They're not.
So what I so do you actually train people up to work with double feeds and bolt overrides and get them cleared quick?
Well, there's no such thing as firing a bolt override quickly. Wow. That's a misnomer.
Anyway, hold on right there.
We're there.
Studentofthegun.com. This is where Mr. Markle does all of his stuff. He filmed something the other day. This will probably be up in there somewhere in one of the various applications or offerings that he puts up with this. And then you'll be able to look at this and, you know, it doesn't matter what he's looking, what you're looking at either. He's probably done it. You like precision shooting? He's done it. Close in combat? He's done it. Vehicular combat? He's done it. Mobile operations in urban terrain? Done it. So, he's got a video there waiting for you. All you have to do is just go find it. Also, a bunch of very superbly written books. Nothing that, you know, this is all stuff that's straight to the point. There's no, you don't have to have a translator to figure this stuff out. We'll be right back. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're talking to Paul Markle, the student of thegun.com. I was about to ask you. So, in this kind of a gunfight, where it's a long gun versus a long gun, let's presume that that's what it is, how fast would a really good operator clear out a bolt override? How fast would that be? Because you have to pull the magazine loose, right? That's going to be yanking it.
Well, you got to clear it. Then you're going to have to collapse. If it's a retractable stock, you need to collapse it, because if you don't collapse it, you're probably going to break it.
Right.
You're going to have to mortar that thing, which if people don't know, it means slam it to the freaking the rear. And then you want to, if you do that, you get that. Well, it just depends whether you can lock the bolt open. If you can lock the bolt back, if you're able to do that, then you're all right, but you got to get the bolt locked back. Then you take the loose dangling charging handle and you karate chop that thing. You Judy chop it. You're like, whack out. And that should smack that cartridge out of the base, because the bolt override means that a piece of brass or a cartridge has gotten over the top of the carrier key.
Right.
And it's up in that groove, and that's Satan right there. That's the devil. But before we go any further, you know, when you were pimping me just a second ago, I realized that I could give your audience a lanyard. I could give them something.
Yeah.
I got a new book. It was just published this morning. You want me to tell you what it is?
I want you to tell me what it is, yes.
All right, so I've been working on it actually for a couple of months. It's called The Knights of St. Nicholas, Protector of the Children, and it is a comprehensive guidebook for Christian school security.
Right.
And our goal was to have it done and available by Labor Day. So the publisher actually approved both the paperback and the Kindle versions this morning.
Cool.
Which means that as the words from my mouth are dripping ever so gently into your ear holes, you can go to Amazon right now. You can go to Amazon right now and you can get either the Kindle or the paperback. And it's called The Knight of St. Nicholas, Protector of the Children. And it is a comprehensive Christian school security book.
We should do some audiobooks. We should take some of your books and turn them into audiobooks.
Oh, I know.
I could bet you. Guy.
There you go. If you want to read these mother lovers, our friend Nicholas Orr, his third book, Operation Diomedes, is available as an audiobook.
Right.
I'm familiar with the standards and requirements that Audible has.
Well, an audiobook is sort of like a podcast, except it's a book. And you can listen to it over your, like my son, who's now a blood courier, who drives a van with blood across the state every day. He could play that over his speakers in the van and everything while he's riding down the road and learning some things. So I mean that you think about that. You and Zach think about that.
Tell him to pick up Operation Diomedes by Nicholas Orr. It's book 3 in the Operator series.
Okay.
Tell him to put that on his Audible and listen to it.
I don't even know if he has an Audible yet.
Well, if he's listening to audiobooks, Audible is the number one.
Yeah.
Platform for audiobooks.
Yeah.
No, hands down.
Yep. So, as far as with me, before we run away, I know this is going to induce some sniggers. Do you carry anything that is a custom gun in terms of a handgun? Have you ever done that?
No, not really.
So what is your?
Well, no, that's not true. That's not true. I've actually carried guns that I had improvements made to. Like back in the olden days when we were still carrying 1911s,
yeah.
I had a stock 1911 improved. Because the truth of the matter is there was room for improvement on the stock 1911.
Right.
Lowering and flaring the magwell, the ejection port was one of the big ones. New sights.
Yeah,
new sights was another one. A beaver tail grip safety with a bump on it. So that you wouldn't miss it. That was another one. So there were some legitimate improvements. What we did with the 1911, what we've done with the AR, we started making improvements, and then we just kept adding stuff, and it got to the point where most of the stuff we were adding to 1911s was superfluous and useless, like extended extra large ambidextrous controls. Dear Lord in heaven. You don't even get me started on that.
I don't like those because when you put them in a holster, something pops up or, you drop the magazine or something happens. Standard controls for me.
Oh, just, yeah.
That's more of a competition.
They're a nightmare waiting to happen.
Yeah. That's more of a competition gun thing. I'm not too much into those.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so the guns I'm considering are these, okay? Here's the guns I'm considering. So, two of them are Staccatos. C2, mm-hmm. C2 and the CS. Now, the CS is an interesting gun, but the problem with it is that as good as it is, it comes with these proprietary magazines. And so far, only Staccato makes them. And
yep.
I have to go through Staccato to get them, and it's such a hot gun right now, it's not that easy to get them. The Staccato C2 is bigger, and it takes every magazine they make, and I got a bunch of those.
There you go.
And mine doesn't have any of the doodads on it or anything else. It's just a stock gun, and it will run. I have never been able to make one of these things cough.
I had the opportunity 2 summers ago to shoot one of the Staccatos. I guess it was a full size duty gun with a red dot on it. And unfortunately, it was the summer of 21 when ammo was scarce. We had an event, and even though it was an official event,
right.
We still had a limited amount of ammo to shoot.
Right.
I could have shot 500 rounds. I ended up shooting about 300 out of it, but I could have shot way more. And the guns run fantastically well.
Yeah,
they're really well made guns.
They seem to run pretty good in the dust. So that I like. The other gun that's in the play is the smallest gun and the lightest gun, the Terran Tactical Glock 26. And I'm just a Glock 26 fan. It's the only Glock 26 I have right now, so that's why it's in the thing. If I had a stock Glock 26, it might be that. But I mean, this is the only one I got, so that's why it's in it.
Yeah. Well, you know how to make the trigger on your Glock better, how to improve the trigger on your Glock.
Well, Terrence,
out-of-the-box Glock.
Well, Terrence fixed that on this one. That's, you know.
Well, no, it's called shoot 1,000 rounds.
Yeah.
You shoot 1,000 rounds through a Glock, and the trigger smooths up, and it feels really good.
Viola, wow, custom Viola. There you go, yeah.
Yeah, voila! Look at that. It's crazy.
Remember now, you just talked about it in 2021 when ammunition was scarce. You couldn't shoot 1,000 rounds. Right? So...
Yeah, it's not that way anymore.
No, it isn't.
And the truth is, if you found yourself in 2021 with no ammo, it's your fault.
That's right.
I'm not telling you I didn't have ammo, but I was at an event where somebody else was paying for the ammo, and I was shooting somebody else's gun. So, you know.
There you go. There you go. Well, I mean, so am I on the right path as I sit here and I try to, because I'll tell you one other thing, and this is, you might want to talk about this later this week. I found out the hard way when I went out and I was going to try these two Spikes guns that I'd been off of the AR way too long, because I was making rookie mistakes with those things. I mean, just horrible mistakes. I don't even have the time to go through it to tell you what they were. We'll have to talk about that another time. And, you know, I look forward to this gun you got coming out, too, this mystery.
Oh, man, I can't wait to tell you about it. It's gonna fall right into our discussion that we just had today, but I got to be careful because it's currently embargoed.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way this works.
You don't want to violate the embargo.
That's the way this works. Nobody will make me a gun, though. Nobody will collab with me on a gun. Nor is there any reason why anybody should, to be honest with you. But I'm a follower. I'm not a leader when it comes to that kind of stuff. Anyway, I guess we could make one called the old man that just did it all for you. Some AI run gun or something. I don't know.
Maybe we'll get a custom Garand for you.
Yeah, that'd be good. Then, you know, old man pulls the trigger first time. Oh, old man's on his butt. Okay. Anyway, find Mr. Markle at studentofthegun.com, and there you'll find all the offerings, his new book, the other books he's written. He doesn't know how many other books he's written, but they are available to you. One of the best blowout kits on the planet, he sells that as well. Also, in addition to that,
the Pocket Lifesaver.
Yep, the Pocket Lifesaver. All the other stuff that he has to offer, all the video he has to offer. Watching his video is like going to a class. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Operate at Staccato. We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate
at Staccato. We know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.